most trusted and connected man in Utah.
Joe Horton with the Road Home.
Thank you, Doug.
Doug Wright.
That combination of housing, being able to deal with the addiction and the mental health issues spells a solution for us in the future.
The Doug Wright Show on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Well, you've been watching it and hearing it unfold right here on KSL Radio this morning. Started with a conversation with Rob Bishop, where he basically, as he hung up the phone from talking with us and walked into this meeting, that anything could happen in the House of Representatives, and oh my goodness. Then just shortly thereafter, we find out that Kevin McCarthy has pulled his name, and the Speaker Boehner got up and just postponed the vote. And we talked with Congresswoman Mia Love, who said, wow, that was an interesting moment, to say the least, within the House of Representatives. I appreciated her kind of being our eyes and ears. That's the first description of what we got was actually going on the inside. We were able to bring you a few comments of Kevin McCarthy when he stepped to the microphones. Also, Jason Chaffetz stepped to the microphone and said this.
Ultimately, we're trying to build consensus here that can get us to the numbers and get us back to the work that we were all elected to do. So we'll continue along those lines. So thank you. Appreciate it.
And boy, when Kevin McCarthy said this.
I think I shocked some of you, huh?
Boy, no kidding. And then he said this.
I feel good about the decision. I feel great to have my family here, my colleagues. I think we're only going to be stronger.
And boy, where does this go now is the interesting question. And I so appreciate my friend Kirk Jowers immediately taking our phone call and putting his day job on hold for a few minutes to basically walk us through this. And two of my favorite political wonks, fellow political wonks, are actually on the line with me right now, including Kirk Jowers and the chief of staff for Senator Mike Lee, who, by the way, is scheduled to join us this morning. It'll be interesting to add this into the conversation we had not anticipated. But Boyd Matheson, welcome. Thank you for joining us as well.
You bet. Thanks, Doug. Great to be with you.
And as you know, Kirk is on the line with us as well. Boyd, I have to ask, when word spread over to the House, to the Senate, that this had unfolded in the House, what has been the reaction in the upper chamber?
You know, there was obviously a quick ripple, and everyone's phones and texts started lighting up that something had happened over on the House side. And I think the immediate reaction was almost one of, okay, now there's going to be a real dialogue. I think the angst that has really been sweeping the nation and hardworking Americans everywhere is finally making it to Washington and into the halls of Congress. And so I think there's going to be a very interesting period now. I think Kirk teed it up perfectly in terms of this moment for the Republican Party to really decide what are they going to do and how are they going to govern. I think everyone has felt it and actually seen. It's been interesting since January, since Republicans took over both houses of Congress. Their unfavorability rate has gone up and their favorability has dropped. More than at any time in the last 4 or 5 years. And so there's clearly an angst out there in the country. And I think it's going to be very interesting to, one, see how Representative Chaffetz looks to bridge that divide. And I think he is very uniquely positioned to do that, to be able to get both the base and the more established parts of the conference to come together. And I think he's going to have to do that around a very specific agenda, because the one thing we're sensing on this side is that this is no longer about a campaign or a candidate for Speaker of the House. This is about an opportunity to go straight to the American people. And I would suspect that's one thing you'll see out of Congressman Chaffetz, is that not only will he take his message to his colleagues, and I'm sure he is pounding the phones right now, but I suspect you'll also see him take his message straight to the American people, that it's time to unite around an agenda. So it should be a very interesting couple of weeks around here.
Yeah, it was funny the other day when I had Jason on the line with me, and he was only half joking. You know how sometimes I'll put the bite on you guys and I'll keep you a little extra segment. And I did that with him, and we got a text from his office that said, the congressman really has to go. And Jason kind of laughed at the end. He said, you know, Doug, I've really got to run. I got to make phone calls. And he wasn't kidding.
That's right.
So,
exactly.
You know, the words of Senator Lee from a conversation yesterday are resonating. We were talking about how we've both known Jason for many, many years, and especially with your boss back there. He was in the Huntsman administration with him. He was joking about having been his chauffeur when Jason broke his foot when he was chief of staff. And he said something to the effect of, I can't remember the exact words, but the spirit is correct. The boy, you never count Jason Chaffetz out. I have learned that. Kirk, you and I talked about that. And boy, I'll tell you, Boyd, I've learned to never, never count Jason Chaffetz out.
I think that's right, and I think it's an interesting picture, Doug, because I think what you just described in Representative Chaffetz is the kind of smart fighter that the American people really want. And you and I have had that conversation that, you know, what the American people hate more than anything is a smart wimp, and Washington kind of cultivates that, and the consulting class kind of promotes it, that, you know, you kind of the status quo. And so Jason is the kind of smart fighter that I think really has an interesting opportunity to make that case to his colleagues and to the American people that the status quo is just not going to cut it anymore. And whether it's Jason or whether there's someone else out there who's going to get in, I think that's ultimately what it's going to come down to is will the other members of the House see this person as someone who is not just a fighter, not just, you know, what they're against and what they're fighting against, but what are they fighting for? Because the only way to unite the party is to get the base and to get the more established components to come together and fight for an agenda that is about the American people.
Boyd, I certainly appreciate you joining us today. I'll look forward to talking with Senator Mike Lee tomorrow. We had that scheduled for another purpose, but I'm looking forward to fleshing this out with him. And thank you for joining us on very short notice today, Boyd.
You bet. Always good. And anytime I could be on with you and Kirk Jowers, and you should both consider, too, that, you know, you don't have to be a member of the House to be Speaker. So if either of you are going to announce your run for the speakership, today would probably be a good day to do it.
You know,
spoiled it, Boyd.
I know. There, he was going to make the big announcement right here. You know, the other day, Kirk, we had a lot of people calling in and saying that they would love to have Mitt Romney be the Speaker of the House. And, you know, who could argue with that? When we come back, could you tell us your other little kind of scenario that you were teasing us with a few minutes ago?
Absolutely.
All right. And then we'll also be talking with Congressman Chris Stewart, all here on The Doug Wright Show at KSL News Radio. It is 11:46 now. We have, obviously, things are just unfolding around us right now. We appreciate you being part of the program here at KSL.